So our listener Laura rolls in with a message to us with fire in her veins. It's 99.7 DJX. She says, Ben and Kelly, am I alone here? It is my belief that peanut butter blossoms, you know, those peanut butter cookies with the soul Hershey's kiss in the middle, have no place on a holiday cookie platter.
Wow. No place at all?
She says, no one eats them. They're always the last ones on the tray. The cookie to chocolate ratio is wrong. Always have to eat around the kiss first, and then you only get one mouthful of pure peanut butter chocolate delight. They're just wrong, and they should go away.
So she wants none of it. If she can't have it the right way in her mind,
then no one can enjoy them.
Wow.
Then goes on and says, P.S. Peppercocker for the win.
I'm sorry, what?
She says, they're a thin Swedish ginger wafer cookie that I swear only my dad's girlfriend knows about. By the way,
Peppercocker?
Yeah. By the way, love listening to your show. Have a great day. Your favorite listener, Laura.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow,
that
Laura.
That's a lot she just tossed at
us. First, I don't know or have never tried a peppercocker with which you speak, the Swedish ginger wafer cookie. However, I'm not opposed to it. It sounds delightful.
Okay, but you know what? I don't know if that's going to be enough. Ginger wafer cookie just sounds like a lightweight. I'm going to need more of the power of the peanut butter chocolate 1-2 punch.
Yeah, I mean, that's why.
Of the peanut butter blossoms.
You can toss a few of those back. Now, I will say that the peanut butter blossoms, first of all, had no idea that's what they were actually called.
I feel like that makes them better in my mind.
I love the idea of that cookie. They have to be on the platter. However, I don't necessarily go for them first. They're usually a second pass dessert table option for me. All right.
I feel like they are a work of art. They are really pretty. There's like construction that goes into it. You can switch it up, especially for the holidays. Put like the white and the red like candy cane hugs in there in the middle. Make it super festive.
Yeah. Oh, I don't.
Those are tasty.
Dog, I don't know if I'm doing that. Putting peppermint.
You call me dog? No.
Yeah.
What?
Putting peppermint on peanut butter?
Well,
it's a peanut butter cookie, Kelly.
That is true.
You've never baked, obviously. Are you thinking about the pretzel kisses?
Not the pretzel kisses.
Because
you can also do like a snickerdoodle version.
You can fully invest on the pretzel kisses, but the snickerdoodle version are not the peanut butter blossoms with which Laura has such a disgust for.
Same kind of construction, though. But the disgust of that, she's really upset about eating around it. Like the whole, that's too much work. It sounds like.
Justin rolls in. I will fight her. She is wrong. Jared from E-Town rolls in and says, well, ma'am, you should just go away.
Oh, yeah. No, this. Listen, if she's going to come spitting venom, she's going to get fire right back.
Now, Tara in Meade County says the caramel kisses are amazing with those. See, there you go, Kelly. If you want to switch up the chocolate, just do the caramel kisses. And that would be the way to do it with the peanut butter. Now, I will say that anybody who rolls in and says the standard chocolate chip cookie is the number one for Christmas cookie, I'm going to go ahead and say no, that's lazy.
Add the sprinkles, it makes it festive, it's an American classic.
Yes, for 11 out of the months of the year it is. You're right, Kelly. I will not fight you on that.
So you have to shut it out of the party because you think that adding some nice festive sprinkles is not enough to make
a holiday cookie. Kelly,
sure.
I'm just saying it's lazy. I will say though, Pizzelles.
Still delicious.
Or Pizzelles, the number one for holiday treat. It's a,
I don't even know what a Pizzelles
it's
is.
A tradition unlike any other. It's like those little snowflake cookies that are thin snowflake cookies, and they're crisp and they're delicious and they look like snowflakes and they have a little taste of the anise
That's
to them.
That's a cracker. That is a cracker. I don't even know what anise is. That's weird. And it looks like a doily cracker. That is not a snowflake. That's
sure.
a doily cracker.
It is versatile, is what you're saying.
Not versatile.
When you say
snowflake, I need like a homemade ice cream pie kitchen, like, you know, frosted snowflake shape, cookie cutter shape, snowflake. That's what I'm talking about, a snowflake. This is a doily. That's a doily cracker.
All I'm saying is that it is versatile. You can rest your hot chocolate on it, and then when you're done, then you can eat it.
No.
Yeah.
We don't need it to be a coaster.
Yeah.
I don't need an edible coaster.
No.
I want
Pizzelles
some
are great.
Actual...
Ugh. Kelly, you need to diversify your palate a little bit.
No, I need chocolate, and I need it now. Good old-fashioned chocolate.
All right. So anyways, Laura, you've divided the show here with your little message to us.
She chose violence today. And she came at us in a very aggressive way.
Okay.
And then you chose violence, sir, coming at me with my chocolate chip cookie love. I'm saying we don't close it out of the holidays. We don't shut it out of the room.
Listen,
we don't uninvite it to the party. Add sprinkles so it can be invited to the party.
First of all, if I am never choosing a chocolate chip cookie that has sprinkles on it. Never. I will 100% never choose a chocolate chip cookie with sprinkles. If there's a choice.
Have you ever had M&M Christmas M&M cookies?
First of all,
Christmas M&M chocolate chip cookies.
I'm not
delightful.
No. I'm not going to go in on the M&M. The first of all, the plain M&Ms are trash. I think those are terrible candy.
Kelly, that is an American classic.
We're not talking about American classics here.
It's an American Christmas.
Those are good and standard 11 months out of the year. For Christmas, I'm not going to say I'll turn away your chocolate chip cookie. I enjoy a chocolate chip cookie just like anyone else. I'm just saying.
But you're just going to like eat it with disdain? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I'll just say they're lazy.
You're going to rage eat it?
Right. Right.
Oh,
I'll
wow.
Rage eat it.
I don't understand. You're going to rage eat the Christmas M&M chocolate chip cookies or the chocolate chip cookies with sprinkles. You're going to rage eat
no,
it.
No, I won't.
You're just going to be like, this
I won't
sucks.
Even
not
eat
real
it.
Christmas.
I won't even
oh,
eat it.
Oh, you're not even going to eat it. Now we're not eating it. You're protesting.
No,
you see it at
I'm
a party.
Saying,
you're going to like give it a side eye
Kelly,
and walk
you're
right
not
past
even,
it.
You're, I'm saying words you're not even listening to me. I'm saying the sprinkles, I will never choose a chocolate chip cookie that has sprinkles on it. One.
Sprinkles are delightful.
No.
Why?
No. Because
you don't like the taste of sprinkles.
You can't
at
put
all.
Lipstick on a pig, Kelly! And
now
two.
You're calling chocolate chip cookies a pig!
I will eat that pig. Pigs are
you
delicious.
Keep,
bacon
no,
is
you
delicious.
Keep taking your
pork
hole.
Chops are delicious. I will have the chocolate chip cookie, but it's got to be a chocolate chip cookie.
What is happening? Where are my sprinkles, people? I feel like there needs to be hashtag sprinkles matter. Hashtag sprinkles
no,
are delicious.
Sprinkles, okay, whatever. Sprinkles are good for decor only. And that's
yes,
it.
What the hell, Annie Melanie says, what's wrong with you? M&Ms are delicious. I feel like you're really, because of your prejudice blinding you to the M&Ms, the classic taste of the M&Ms enhances. Like some of those are some of my favorite cookies of the little chocolate chips and the M&Ms. It's just delicious. And then you put the green and the red and the white ones and it just makes it festive.
Who's digging their hole now, Kelly? Who's digging their hole now? It's you.
How so, sir? Oh, Clarissa agrees with you. Okay, Clarissa agrees. And what the hell, Annie Melanie says, sprinkles are gross. All right, you got two people.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, and Jill. Jill thinks sprinkles are gross, too.
Look. It's fine. I don't need to crowdsource my opinion because...
Well, Will from Corden is trying to bring it back around. What about the cookies with Hershey's Kiss? He's just trying to bring it back around.
Again.
Like, what was the...
Again,
what's our official stance
that's my,
on that?
Because I
think they belong there.
Yes, I do too. I do too. We can agree on that. It needs to be on the holiday plate. It'll be a second pass dessert table option for me, but it has to still be on the plate.
I know what I'm bringing you for Christmas.
Okay.
A tin full of Christmas chocolate chip cookies with the sprinkles. Maybe some Christmas.
Now, Kelly, you're making it sound like you're actually making these.
I can take the dough out of the bucket and warm it up and put sprinkles on top. Done and done. I'm a chef.
All right. That's where we are. All right. Anyways.
And they're always delicious.
But we digress. Thank you, Laura, for inciting such rage in the show here this morning on 99.7 DJX.
We do need a rage corner every once in a while, right?